In that last piece by Andrew Quintana, we heard from Florida's present Republican governor, Rick Scott, and a Republican who would like to become the state's next governor, Adam Putnam, on the subject of guns and gun safety. But one phrase that is seldom uttered by most Republicans, except in a negative way, is gun control. But for Democrats, especially those who are running for Florida governor, that phrase isn't negative at all. Here's Orlando businessman and Democratic candidate for governor, Chris King.
This is going to be a very competitive primary in Florida's history in the Democratic Party. And I believe the nominee that comes out of this primary must be a champion for gun safety and for a ban on weapons of war.
Meaning firearms like the very popular AR-15, which is also the weapon of choice among many mass shooters, including the individual who murdered 17 people in the Parkland school shooting last month. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, also a Democrat running for governor, isn't shy about advocating for an assault weapons ban either.
We've got to deal with the artillery in and of itself, not just the mental health. That's always been the safe default. Mm-hmm. Now you've got people who are out there. In my case, we litigated for 2 years with the NRA, but who are unapologetic about saying, you know what, weapons of war don't belong on city streets.
King and Gillum have something else in common. Both accuse their fellow Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Gwen Graham, who was a North Florida congressperson from 2015 until last year, of being less than enthusiastic about gun control. Here's King referring to an assault weapons ban that was taken up by Congress in the wake of the December 2015 San Bernardino mass shooting.
151 House Democrats sponsored or co-sponsored that bill. Another 24 joined after Pulse occurred 6 months later in my community. As far as I can tell, Congresswoman Graham, when she was serving there, never added her name as a co-sponsor.
Gillum's critique of Graham was even more pointed.
We even went back and looked at, you know, at Gwen Graham's record of when she ran for Congress, saying that she's a Second Amendment advocate, and not that any of us are not, but that no law-abiding citizens should have their guns taken away. And what we've said is that in each of these mass shooting incidents, all of them were law-abiding citizens before they became murderers.
Still, Graham had been quick to post a position statement on her campaign website following the Parkland school shooting, in which she called on Governor Rick Scott to immediately suspend the sale of assault weapons until the legislature passed what she called real gun safety legislation. Graham's website went on to say that would include a ban on the guns and high-capacity magazines, along with tougher background checks, and also forcing domestic abusers to surrender their firearms when a protective order is issued against them. Her campaign issued a statement today, just hours after King's critique, calling it an attack that was, in her words, predictable but sad. Meanwhile, at least one poll has Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, the Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner, possibly because of extensive television ad buys in the state's major media markets. Levine's campaign website claims his gun control proposals are tougher than his opponent's, in part because he wants to strike down state law that prevents localities from adopting any gun measures stricter than what the state allows. The upshot of all this? It seems the Democrats running for Florida governor have what they believe is a winning issue as they jockey for position in advance of the August primary election.